Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed. Season 1, Episode 3, The Road.
Refuge, night. The dwellers are moving. David and Chris investigate.
I think they're headed towards us.
What kind of idiots are they? Walking right toward us across the plain. We've got long-range rifles and 500 feet of field in front of us. Surely they know we've posted a guard.
They made no mystery about their plans, right?
Punish us.
It just doesn't make sense.
Hold.
What?
I lost them.
What?
They were approaching. They were approaching the next rise. Now...
Nothing. No one there. Well, they couldn't have gone...
That's what I'm worried about. That's it!
From the north side!
Everyone, calm down! Come on, people, we're better than this!
David!
Jonas, what's the fields? They're burning!
But they wouldn't, they'll kill us!
Yes, David!
Damn it, they're fired! Okay, we need... Do you have the hoses out?
We don't have any power. It's too early.
Let the pumps or water tower.
But if we run out of that water, David...
If we don't save that food, we're done for, too. Come on! Help me stand in my way.
What can I do?
Get the hoses rolled out, rip the holes, get enough people to run a chain of buckets in case that doesn't work.
Okay.
I'm glad we filled this up.
Good use of the extra power.
Come on, take that hose in. Follow me.
Yep.
Okay, pass that hose.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There we go.
No good, David. It's leaking.
We can still do it.
Fast. It'll never get to the fire. You want to waste that kind of water?
Damn it! Buckets it is.
Buckets? David, look at that!
Jonas, for God's sake, help us do this!
One, two, three, go! One, two, three, go!
Burn it high to the faster good. Open the gate!
Okay, next leg. Here we go. One, two, three, go! One, two, three, go! One, two, three,
go! Oh my God!
Where's our cover? Lost. Jonas, it's all lost. It's all lost.
The woods, near the mouth of the Penobscot.
Look at it. Nearly dry. One hell of a drought, huh?
It gets deeper downstream. It should still be running. Are we really headed that far?
Where did you think we were going?
Well, the dwellers are that way. We're not supposed to go there. It's part of the truce.
Believe me, the truce is done for.
Why, John?
Forget it. Let's keep going.
Look, why don't you answer her question?
We don't have time to...
John! John!
Lay off me!
You're not well, John.
Oh, look at your shirt.
Quiet, kid.
Your damn stomach. John, it's purple.
Small infection.
What's happening, Maria?
He's out. He's all white. Whatever caught him took him down.
We've got to go back for help.
Back?
What else are we going to do, Maria? We're in the wilderness.
There have to be more people, right? Someone who can...
We're out here alone, Maria!
Damn it, Luke. You know what's going to happen if we go back.
Well, he brought this on himself, not us.
The rest of everything depends on this man.
Yeah, that's what he wants us to think.
Well, I believe him now. Think. If you want to go get help, go out there and get it. I'll stay here and I'll watch him.
Okay. All right. Maria, don't go anywhere.
I won't, Luke.
Okay. I'll be back in a bit.
The following day, Corinth Slag Pits.
You want to hear about the day that everything changed pretty big time for me? Yeah, sure, why not? I'm an open book. That was the night the power came back on. The night of the big party. I didn't party. It was quiet in my apartment, but I heard them reveling out in the streets until light crept through the window. Lots of people slept late that day, but not me. I was sore, sore as I ever was, but I took my sledge and I walked down to the slag crew. I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I really did. I was happy playing by their rules. I was happy to go along with things and keep my nose clean. I was fine with everything until they did what they did. That's when it changed.
What happened?
They found someone in the slag.
Someone?
Girl. Pretty thing from town. She don't look so pretty anymore.
That's up on my ridge. Crap. I've never seen this girl in my life. You can't accuse me.
She was done in with a hammer just like yours and dumped in your slag. What do you think we'll believe?
I didn't do it. What's going on here?
Get your nose out of this.
They're doing it, Luce. Like we always thought they would. Doing something to make an example out of us.
Shut it!
Don's my partner. We've been digging 3 years together. I've never seen him do anything like this.
Grab your hammer and find a new slag, Luce. There's no place for you here.
He didn't do it.
It's none of your business. Move on.
I don't swing without him.
You know the penalty for murder?
Hey, hands off me.
You want to press me, Lucian boy?
Let him go.
Show him the rotten sons they are, Lucian. They can't do this.
No! No! No!
I told you to pick up your hammer, and you damn well better. This man here committed a crime which we don't tolerate in this city. And you better never forget that. You get me, Lush?
Yeah.
Then get moving. You still got a quota.
Corinth, High Council Chambers.
Please allow me to introduce myself. No, that won't be necessary. You know all about me and my games. This won't take long. Where were we? Let's see. There was Sea Day, the great day of bread and circuses, and then it was time to parade me before the council and get the wheels moving again. The council. Babbling heads, infatuated with their own importance, signifying nothing. A group of barking dogs, yapping at the wheels of the world as the wheels grinded right on past them. You can always get what you want when you throw the dog a bone.
Ah, so... Our loyal servants.
Richard.
Well, Council welcomes you. Don't we, Council?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Welcome, sir.
Good to see you.
Here. Take a seat.
This is a place of honor.
Well, for a most honorable man.
Well met, Council of the New Republic.
And it is truly a new day since that maniac, the Prophet, has been denounced. Mm-hmm. We have restored power. We have hosted a celebration like none this city has seen in a decade. And today, the real work begins, which is why you are here, Saul.
I understand.
Are you prepared, then, to work as the public calls?
As your loyal servant.
Good. Then let's talk of the latest threat, counselors. Even as we throw down one wicked monster more, sprout in its place. Like dandelions after a rain. Now, while we may have made great progress to realize our destiny, we must have continued diligence.
Of course. Yeah.
We have troublemakers in our own streets. Those who would take the newfound power and use it to undermine us or mistreat their fellow men.
Yes, of course.
Now, to them, we have a show of force.
Mm-hmm.
From today forward, all crimes in the Republic shall be considered crimes against the state.
Yes.
I nominate our own Captain Saul to be head of the Honor Guard who shall maintain order on our streets.
Ah, congratulations.
Hear, hear, hear. Well, how happy I would be if this were all of our troubles. But there is another threat which comes to us from the West.
I had heard of this.
Yes, there's a man who leads them. A band of refugees and the lost riffraff who are better disappearing from our world. He's a madman, claiming he's been sent from heaven to restore order to our world.
I'll ignore him, he'll go away.
He's just a pest.
Yes, well, if only we could, counselors. But he has attracted too large a group of followers to ignore him. Which, Saul, is why the Republic must ask one more responsibility of you. Saul, will you and the most elite among you prepare to fight this madman and make him rue the day he set foot on this city?
I'll need guns.
We have guns.
And men.
Yes, we have those as well. What we need now are results. Vanquish this enemy so that we may glory in the progress of the new Republic.
To the new Republic!
Hear, hear. Saul, before you go.
Yes, my liege?
There is the matter of the boy.
He will bring us what you want, on my honor.
So the counselors, they will hear about him. Already word's spreading.
In the confusion, John's loyalists broke him free. These hooligans are the reason why we need me establishing order on the street.
Yes, that's very true. So?
So he will tell us what we want him to tell us. Give me time.
Time is a precious commodity, Saul.
It's the only wealth I treasure, Richard. You have my word. I'll have your answer soon. He knows where to find profit.
How do you know?
I know.
The soup people named me Ezekiel after a book they read. One of the few people understood after the breaking. The end times, some called them. Well, maybe it was the end. But if it was, it was all I ever knew. How to slink through the dark tunnels like a rat. How to hunt above side. How to vanish into the soup when the gangs were after you. It was all I knew. And it seemed enough. And then I met John Prophet.
Okay, Amos, when we get up there, what are you doing?
You distract the guard, I grab the food, then we hightail it back.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay, ma'am. Two cans only for you today. One protein, one vegetable.
Two cans? How can someone live off of two cans of food?
I don't make the rules, man.
But what about me? She has a kid.
Is that right? You're a mother?
What? No, he's not my child.
Hey, hey, you rat! You damn sewer rat! Hey! Hey, we got a Subi here! Back up, please!
Amos, here we go! Amos! Amos, hey! The door!
End of the road, you little turd.
Hey!
All right. You made me.
Let go of the kid.
Mr. Prophet, I'm sorry.
Are we so far gone you're about to kill a child? Come here, kid. What's wrong, Zeke?
I don't know.
Can't you move?
John, help me. He's gotta...
You're so far gone you'll kill a child?
You would.
I had to.
Prophet!
Won't hurt.
Prophet!
I've got to save myself, Zeke.
Shh.
Shush now.
You.
It's only me.
No.
Shh. You're free now, remember? We talked through this. I helped you out of there. Me and your brave friends went into the Republic stronghold and pulled you out.
It's over.
If you want it to be. I'm trying to help you, Zeke.
What happened to Prophet?
I don't know about him, do you? What happened, Zeke?
He left me.
Oh, he left us all?
But... no. We were... he was... like a father.
I know.
So why did he go?
I'm sorry, Zeke. We're all hoping you can tell us that. You know where he went, don't you?
He said not to tell anyone.
Meaning the Republic, of course. The bad guys, not your friends.
He said it was all going to be different. We'd go back to the old ways. And now, it's worse than it ever was.
I know, Zeke. I followed John, too. For almost 10 years. Did you know that?
No. How come you didn't live with us then?
I've always been aloof. But that doesn't mean I can't be on your side. All I want to know is where John is going now.
You gotta do something for me first.
Yes?
Do you think the night we were taken, there was some really important stuff on the train?
I remember that.
Do you think it's still there? Can we get it before the bad people do?
It's possible. Is that what you want?
I want it to be back like it was.
I know.
But, yeah, that would be okay.
Very well.
Saul!
Yes?
You want to fight them? The Republic? Then why do you wear their clothes?
Appearance... it's but an illusion, dear Zeke. What matters is what's in your heart.
And in your heart, you want to destroy the Republic?
Most absolutely.
Okay.
You have friends that want to see you.
I mean, okay. I'll do it. I'll tell you.
Good. You're doing a service to everyone.
You know I hate him now.
Prophet.
He left me behind like I was nothing to him. Is that what a dad's supposed to do?
Careful of your words, Zeke. You never know what'll come back to haunt you.
I know what I'm saying.
Good night, Zeke.
Ready for visitors.
Zeke! Oh, thank God, boy! Thank God! Are you okay? Oh, did they hurt you?
I hate him!
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, my mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com slash CLEANSED50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The woods alongside the river.
Zeke. Sorry, boy.
John.
The Republic. We need to get out.
John!
What? It's bad, isn't it?
Are you with me now?
Yeah, blurry.
Damn you. You pretend everything was okay.
It'll be fine. Just trust me.
You keep saying that. Why? Why do you need to keep reminding me?
Not far. Just...
John! John!
Yeah, I'm here.
John, please. Stay with me, please. John!
Yeah, hey. You can... You have to leave me. Can you do that?
We're getting help.
It's not far. Downstream. Half a mile, maybe less. I remember a stand of oaks.
Oaks? John, we're in the middle of the woods.
There's a trunk. It splits in three. Never seen anything like it. I put it there.
Put what?
You'll find it. Just get it and come back.
I can't leave you.
There's no point in you staying. Go on.
John!
Go!
The woods. Luke has separated from Maria in a desperate search for help, and he finds it, of sorts, in his adopted mother, Sam.
Jesus! Luke!
Sam.
You scared the hell out of me, kid. Where's Maria? What happened?
Well, the prophet, He's not well.
I could have told you that. Idiot has an infection that will make him see UFOs, and now he's running off in the woods?
She's with him. We were... I don't know, I just...
Damn it! Kid, neither of you have any idea what you're getting into. Do you realize that?
I'm sorry.
You're almost 20 and dumber than a 2-year-old. You're lucky you're not dead. And it's only started.
Please, Mom.
Maria, we need to get Maria back.
And John.
Oh, to hell with John. Where did you leave your sister?
This way, come on.
All right, bend in the river. Low bed of rocks. And there it is. The triple oak. This is crazy. All right. Okay, a little tricky. Rope. Okay, now what the hell did he... Well, would you look at that. This is a canoe. And this is in good condition. John, you are still full of surprises. All right. Easy. Easy, Maria. Okay. We got paddles. See if you can still steer one of these, huh? A little big for one girl, but not too bad. All right, yeah, doesn't tip. Just needs a little finesse. John! Hey, John! Found your boat! John! John! Hey, John! 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 John!
Oh, good.
What now, John?
Unzip my bag.
Yeah?
Plastic bottle.
Okay.
Pills.
Pills?
Oh, you gotta treasure them. Just half.
There's nothing left of them, just dust.
Dust'll do. Hand them over. Thanks. Oh. Oh. Maria, are you with me?
What? Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it or do you believe it, Maria?
I don't know.
Because what we're trying to do, Maria, is more important than the things I've had to do all along the way. We're not talking about a few people dying here and there. We're talking about the end of a dream. Do you understand?
You talk big, John.
This is big. Do you know what they're gonna do if no one stops them?
Who is they, John? The Dwellers?
The Republic. Didn't I tell you about the Republic?
No.
They're the same gang of fools who got us into this. They got a ship, they have men, guns, they've even got missiles.
Missiles?
Fire from the sky. Turn a city block into rubble. They can control them from hundreds of miles away. Have a robot drop them.
No. No one can do that anymore. The technology's gone.
The Republic has it, Maria. That's what I'm saying. They won't be happy until they control the world, and their idea of control is to blow the crap out of anyone that doesn't agree with them.
They can't.
They can. We thought it was all gone, but they stashed just enough of the old stuff so they could come back again, try to make it like it was all over again. We can't let that happen, Maria.
Why, John? Why are you trying to convince me?
Because, Maria, you and me, we have to get in that canoe.
No!
You have to!
But Luke! Luke is coming back for me!
Luke will follow you, Maria, if you go. But if you don't, you both will go back, and if you go back...
John, you don't know what you're asking.
I do, Maria. I know because I've had to do the same thing myself. Everything. Every bit of happiness I ever could have had, my chance to be a real person, a father, I forgot it all so I could fight this fight. And now I'm asking you to do the same.
I don't know.
You've got to make up your mind, girl. Can you do that?
I don't know.
You're a tough kid. You get that from your mother. But where's your resolve?
I have plenty.
Then make up your mind.
Screw you. You're gonna die out here.
I'll die. You're damn right I'll die. But not without fighting those bastards till the final day. Now tell me, Maria. Are you gonna get in that canoe or not?
But Luke...
He'll figure it out. Come on.
Okay. Just give me some space.
Whatever you need. Just hope you're a good paddler.
I've guided a lot of canoes.
And I'll follow your lead. Come on.
They were right here.
Oh.
Look, they were here. I don't...
Luke, what is going on?
Maria! Maria!
What's going on?
They were right here, okay?
Are you sure? Everything looks the same.
Yes, I'm sure, okay?
But there's no way they... Maria! Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
I can't do this.
It gets easier. It really does.
Maria!
It gets easier.
The refuge.
It's out. You had to drain the water tower. It's out.
Chris, what happened to the riders? Disappeared? Guess they just wanted to slow us down fighting then, I guess.
It was good enough to see our crops go up in flames. Don't care to stay around to see the results.
We'll plant again, David.
All that seed and the water.
We have enough. We have time, David. It's only September.
There are a lot of mouths to feed, Jonas.
We still have the animals. And we can get in greens, so we lose some potatoes.
I can't listen to you, Jonas. I can't. Oh, gone for you, Prophet. My wife, my children, our home. Within one day, you've destroyed everything. And you wonder why we still hate you after all these years. Damn you!
Corinth. The slag pits.
You can only do so much to a man, no matter what he's made of. He's gonna snap one day. If you heat him up enough and put the iron to him, you can't account for what happens next. You just can't.
All right, day's done. Report to the rail car.
Done. The bastards kill you, and now they go on working. Without missing a beat.
Not you!
What?
Come on!
What's going on?
This is the one?
Yep.
I understand you need a lesson in authority.
No!
Shut up!
What are you gonna do, beat an innocent man?
I said, shut it.
Hey, don't hit him where he can't swing a hammer!
I heard you forgot your place. Your job is to break up slag and keep your mouth shut. You don't tell your boss whether he's wrong or right.
He killed a man. My friend.
Murdered the Admiral's good friend.
Criminals!
What's that?
I said, you're a bunch of criminals. Your whole lot.
You're the criminal, slag. Why else are you down
here? This is for Don!
Hey, get off me!
He worked hard for you! They work hard for you!
Oh, you can't do that! You can't strike a guard!
I'm done!
Hey, what's happening?
You did this!
Oh, God!
You did this!
Hey, calm down, Luke!
You rotten bastard!
Ah, please, Luke!
You killed Don! You bastard!
You tell me what you're doing!
Don!
No!
I didn't want this! I didn't want this! Don!
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.